Grafton is the county seat of Taylor County, and it has a population of 5,000. It's one of the two towns in the state selected as part of the Turn This Town Around project. Matewan and Mingo County is the other. These towns over the next year will be going through a makeover, so to speak, by members of the community to make the towns look better.
You should not be writing down a bold idea yet. You should just be having... It's okay.
At a recent community meeting, leaders of the Grafton Turn This Town Around project asked the 131 people who attended to brainstorm about short-term, immediate, and long-term revitalization projects. One of the long-term projects suggested is a new entertainment park near Tigert Lake, which would host a state-of-the-art movie theater. Members of the community saw it as an ambitious but interesting idea.
Laser light show section, fireworks when necessary. Number three, a brand new drive-in screen with the latest cinematographic technology to show latest releases, hopefully all at or near Tigert Lake.
So a pretty serious entertainment complex.
It was a high-energy meeting. People wanted to discuss and share ideas, no matter their age.
Another 24. Yes, sir.
Reopen the Manos Theater.
Reopen the theater.
Yep.
A lot of people saying, feel free to nod your head and say yes. Another one in back.
Monthly farmer's market.
A monthly farmer's market.
Grafton has its own community improvement coach in Eric Pories.
Yes, ma'am.
He helps facilitate discussion in the community meetings and works to get discussion going.
Communities are made up of people, right? Not buildings. They're made up of people. And people have their own stories, right? Each of you probably came here with some of your own ideas on how to turn this town around. Well, one thing that we need to do, any community that turns itself around, has strength, again, in partnerships, strength in relationships.
Residents voted on what projects they would like to see and work on. The votes were compiled by representatives from West Virginia Community Hub. Some of the most popular ideas included implementing a community garden, restoring an historic hotel in downtown Grafton to its former glory, and establishing a walking trail. Kent Spellman with West Virginia Community Hub says ideas are fantastic, but executing these ideas is even more important.
This, tonight, is about what am I willing to do? So if you want to get engaged in a project, be aware that there may be consequences. Okay? So think about projects that you're willing to invest your heart and your energy into. We want you to get up on your feet and be engaged. This process doesn't work if you just sit back and watch. Community development is not a spectator sport. You have to be involved. You have to own this process.
Spellman says although the Turn This Town Around project is a year-long program, it may take longer than that to turn Grafton around. And he says that's perfectly fine.
West Virginians are really proud of their ability to survive. Isn't that right? They're really proud of being able to survive. Well, I'm going to challenge you to change that thinking. I'm going to challenge you to say, it's time to stop being proud of surviving and start being proud of thriving. And that's what we're going to try to start the process of doing here in Grafton and in Matewan, is to get the ball rolling. It's not going to happen in a year. We know that. But to get the ball rolling so that 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, you can look at Grafton and you can say, you remember how this got started?
Grafton will conduct a community cleanup day as part of its process scheduled this weekend. That's an important weekend for Grafton, as Mother's Day began there back in 1908. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Grafton.